What is happening, guys? It is one of the rare weeks this year where we will not have MCU content on Fridays. So I thought I would drop this silly, silly episode that we recorded for the patrons a couple months ago. This was a commissioned episode by Matthew Rainwater, who asked us, as many of you have, to do something with our Batman and Bane voices that we use on the podcast sometimes. So we did a full episode in our Batman and Bane voices just for the patrons. But I thought what I'd do is I would drop it here in the feed. And for the patrons, I'm going to put an unedited version up on the Patreon so you guys can hear us laughing. We edited all the laughter out to make it, I guess, real-ish. but we were laughing constantly. So enjoy this silly episode. We also dropped a new episode on the Patreon today that was commissioned by Catherine Ray, who commissioned the episode that we would add a curse word to each Marvel movie, and where would that curse word go if we're going to add a curse word to each Marvel movie. So we basically went down all 23 Marvel movies and just discussed where we would throw curse words, and that was a very explicit episode that we did not feel comfortable putting in the main feed, but for the patrons. So yeah, check out this episode. Hope you guys enjoy this silliness. And if you're thinking about it, I wanted to throw it out one more time that this Sunday, they're doing Star Wars trivia on our, we normally do, every Wednesday we do MCU trivia, and we're doing WandaVision this week and next week, but that's been a lot of fun. But they're doing Star Wars trivia on Sunday, same place, twitch.tv/strandedpandatv, and it's part of the same league, so you still, even just playing that one time, you can earn points toward winning an Oculus Quest, where we're giving two of those away this season. So if you're a Star Wars fan at all, go to strandedpandatv on Twitch. So that's twitch.tv/strandedpandatv. And just go to Twitch and search Stranded Panda TV and you'll find us. And go follow us on there. And on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. Central, I guess that's 3 p.m. Eastern, join in the hang. And it's all you need is a free Twitch account to play. All right, enjoy this silliness after this ad we have no control over.
Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, I'm taking over. Bane is in charge now. Those fools will never know what hit them. Da 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 da. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. I am Bane, and...
Bane, what are you doing here?
Batman, why have you come?
I've come to defend this podcast.
You believe this podcast needs defending, do you?
Why are you here?
These fools don't know what good film is.
You don't like what the guys do at the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, Bane?
It is the multiverse. They think it is their ally, but they merely adopted the multiverse. I was born in it. Molded by it.
That's true. I've seen multiple versions of you. Some of you seem very smart and to be thinking three steps ahead. Some of you seem monosyllabic. Which one are you? Or is monosyllabic too big of a word for this, Bane?
I'll show you something that's too big.
We like to keep it PG here on the MCU cast, Bane.
Thank you, Producer Ashley.
Producer Ashley, your reign has ended.
Producer Ashley's here for us.
You think Producer Ashley is your ally?
I think she's a neutral force.
Switzerland.
She doesn't care who takes over the podcast.
As long as I get paid.
She's just here to produce.
But I prefer Bruce Wayne, Batman to pay me.
I'm rich.
Bitch.
Money. Powerful tools for the uninitiated. But we are initiated, aren't we, Bruce?
We are initiated. But I could still use my money better than I do.
Perhaps we should talk about that.
I feel like we should talk about Marvel movies. That's why we're here.
No, that's why I was here. But now that you're here, I believe that maybe we need to talk about your spending habits.
This flight suit was a great write-off.
Well, Bruce Wayne did open a home for boys, Bane.
I also used some of those boys to fight crime.
That seems irresponsible, Bruce. You saw what happened to the young boys who Tony Stark used to fight crime. They turned to dust.
Oh, Bane must not have seen Endgame yet.
He mostly watches things on Crackle.
It's the only thing that I can get underground. And besides, I cannot afford all of the streaming services like you, Bruce. All of that money.
How do you know who I am? Did Alfred tell you?
I heard he told Vicky.
Why you gotta hit me so low, Producer Ashley? That was a hard time in my life.
I think that you need to tell Alfred he needs to work on his secrets. He is not a good secret keeper. He tells all your girlfriends, not only that you're Batman, but he shows them how to get into the Batcave. So I think that's more about him than about me.
But Alfred is my best friend.
Yeah, give that a little while.
Which version of Alfred?
All Alfreds. All the multiverse Alfreds are my best friend.
What about the one who pilots the drones?
Alfred shouldn't be piloting anything. At some point, you have to take the keys away. You know what I mean, Bane?
I don't know what you mean.
People don't make it to that age underground.
I don't know. You keep breaking my people. None of them really survive.
I don't kill. That's your business.
You don't kill, but you break their face and then leave them on the ground.
They're always breathing when I leave the room.
But not for very much longer. It's something we need to talk about, Bruce.
That's hearsay.
I believe we should get back to the task at hand. This Tony Stark, someone else with too much money and no brains.
I really don't like Tony Stark.
No one should like Tony Stark.
I think it's an unbelievable character. A character who has all that money and chooses to just spend it on a high-tech suit to go out and fight crime.
Yes, he actually invented his suit. Can you say the same? You have my permission to cry.
Just don't bring up his parents, Bane.
Oh, Tony's parents, who were killed in the events of Civil War.
Oh, Batman, your parents were killed too.
I don't like to talk about it.
But you guys have so much in common.
Did they use your life as the basis for Tony Stark?
He thinks he's so smart. Tony's just an engineer. I'm a detective. It's a different kind of intelligence. Mine's more useful.
And when was the last time you detected something, Bruce?
Why does the same guy who fights the bad guys also need to build the suit?
But didn't you build an arc reactor too recently that almost blew up the whole city? Tony Stark did something like that too.
I don't like to talk about that either.
I believe the point that we're coming to is that the MCU is very unoriginal.
It's derivative.
They've been riffing on us for far too long.
They basically stole your whole personality and look when that character Rocket Raccoon.
Have you seen the movies, Bruce?
I don't have cable.
You know, they've got it all on Disney Plus now.
What's Disney Plus? I've been too busy avenging the night.
Oh, speaking of Avengers.
Yeah, what did you think of Avengers?
I've seen better team-up movies.
I thought Justice League was better, too.
Well,
I was talking about Star Trek Generations. You had the old and the new coming together.
I will admit I do like Captain Kirk.
Oh, yes. Wonder Woman's boyfriend. He was quite pretty.
That guy's been dead a long time. She's over him. She likes me now.
Batman, what's with the rumors that in this new Justice League that you kill people and use the F word a lot?
If they die after I run over them with a car, that is their fault for being anywhere my car can be.
You shot a lot of people trying to save Mrs. Kent. You pretty much set that one guy on fire.
I shot around those people. They might have stepped into the bullets, but I shot around them.
Bruce, I think we need to work on taking responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Responsibility is the criminal's game.
I believe that will stem from taking responsibility for your parents' death.
Listen, we were all afraid of Harry and the Hendersons when we were kids. It wasn't your fault you had to leave the movie.
It was Zorro. It was way scarier than Harry and the Hendersons. Although that one scared me too. I almost made a Sasquatch suit instead of a bat suit. That was my second greatest fear. It didn't seem to fit the urban vibe I was going for.
Yes, Gotham City is not quite Sasquatch friendly. Everyone has cell phones these days, so you would have been caught on camera.
Pretty immediately.
I was. There's that one picture, that blurry picture that everybody has of me.
Oh, that was you?
That was Batman. Me. It was an early test of the suit.
Oh, so it was much like how Iron Man and the Incredible Hulk came out at very similar time frames and had greatly different tones, as if they were testing the waters. That is what you were doing.
Well, I also tested the waters, but that the sea monster costume that I built, the neck was too big, and it sort of was front heavy, and then my tail was always sticking up in the air, and it sort of created like a seesaw motion. My tummy got upset. The bat tummy.
You gotta start keeping tums on your bat belt, Bruce. I mean, Batman.
Tum-ta-tum-tums.
Whereabouts were you during this test? Were you in Scotland?
That's classified. We haven't really talked much about Marvel movies, and this is the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. Can you give me one hot take, Bane? And don't just say bomb.
No, that one was pretty cool.
All right, Governor.
I believe the term is Governator.
Any Marvel hot takes?
Mr. Freeze, now that we bring him up, I believe he may be a good take for, perhaps Wonder Man? Adam Warlock?
I don't like it.
They really need to have better casting decisions in these upcoming films.
Indeed. So, what's your favorite Marvel movie, Bane?
I would have to say Iron Man 3, because they blow up a man's mansion. And they bring the rich low, not unlike yourself.
Mine's Ant-Man.
We have to talk about you and Catwoman and this affinity for stealing, Bruce.
I don't steal anything. I put things in my suit, and if they leave the store, that's not what I did. I put them in the suit while they were in the store. It's not my fault if the suit leaves the store.
Responsibility, Bruce. Great power and all that.
Great power comes great wealth.
Still stealing to feel alive, are we, Bruce?
I do everything to feel dead. Like my parents. It's an integral part of me. I don't think you get it, Producer Ash.
No.
This has worked out a bit differently than I anticipated. I believe I'm going to go to a different podcast. Perhaps one involving true crime or Psychology Today. Please follow me to Psychology Today, Bruce, for your own safety. And for the health of everyone in Gotham City.
I could use another useless assessment.
Well, thanks for stopping by, guys. I mean, you're always welcome to come back.
I don't believe we will.
Until next time, true believers. Bane waits for things to come out on VOD. He mostly watches things on Crackle.
Stop laughing, Bane. Where did you go?
Thank you for joining us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. Available everywhere you get podcasts, and now a video version streaming live on twitch.tv/strandedpandatv and available at youtube.com/strandedpanda. And if you'd like to learn more about all of our other podcasts, geeky projects, and ways to support the network, visit strandedpanda.com.